You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Respect the past and represent the future with the new gear from the Browns Pro Shop. Shop the large selection of all new jerseys, t-shirts, hats, and more. Stop by the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop now on shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Joining us in studio, senior staff writer for clevelandbrowns.com, the Gribbs, Andrew Gribble. How you doing, man?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. What did you think of Mike Pettine's press conference there? 26 rather entertaining minutes, I would say.
Yeah, you know, and I think it was to be expected that a lot of it was devoted to Johnny Manziel. I mean, it's been a big story for the last few months. He's been a big story ever since he's been with the Cleveland Browns. But the takeaway I got from Mike Pettine in that regard is, you know, they're treating Johnny just like any other member of the team at this point of the process. Everyone's kind of working out, kind of trying to get on the same page. And I think maybe the more revealing thing that once finally people were asking him questions every way, shape, and fashion was, you know, he said Johnny would be the first one to say, don't judge me by my words anymore, judge me by my actions. And, you know, 2 days in, it's hard to draw any kind of conclusions, but I think that the positive thing was Joe Hayden saying Manziel was here till 3 o'clock, and then and I think that Pettine acknowledged that there's maybe a little bit of a different attitude from Manziel at this point in the process. But again, it's 2 days. They're not going to draw any conclusions until, you know, they're not even allowed to use footballs at the moment, so it we're a long way there. But I think, you know, from what this point a few months ago to now, I think it's a good starting point.
Yeah, one key takeaway for me, and to shine the spotlight on the offensive side of the football, is Mike Pettine answering the question about John DeFilippo being in his meeting, sitting in the back, filling up a notebook, and then also, too, we've heard Brian Hartline come out and say that they've installed over 100 plays.
Yeah, they're getting right to it, and I think there's really no other way you can do it, because this isn't like a full install, I think, because they've said they've borrowed a lot of stuff from the previous years that worked. I think Pettine described it as kind of a greatest hits from last year's offensive plan. And but there's going to be a lot to learn, and especially when you have three quarterbacks in two new quarterbacks in that room, Josh McCown, Thad Lewis, and then Connor Shaw and Johnny Manziel, working with a different offensive coordinator, learning some new terminology. You know, this is an important part of it. I think it's I wouldn't say it's more important than what they're doing in the weight room and strength and conditioning, but this is hard to kind of explain, but this is the big thing that'll propel them forward. And this is an area of the game where Manziel can show he's a different guy and with a different mindset, and his work ethic and attitude behind the scenes there will go a long way. And you'll start to see it when you can start doing more with the players, but that's still a little bit away.
And that's what we will see over the next coming weeks and months, but you want to see the work ethic, see the difference. That's what everybody's hoping to see out of Johnny Manziel. You talked with Josh McCown today, Andrew. What was your sense of him, his role, what he wants to do, and does it already seem like there's a more peaceful relationship, or at least collaborative relationship, between he and Johnny than existed last year?
Yeah, I think the key thing I took away is he just seems pretty comfortable here. You know, he doesn't seem like – I know he is a new face, and he's continuing to learn – a lot of this team, but it seems like he's so established in the NFL culture that he's able to kind of come in to a situation like this and kind of blend in seamlessly, but also kind of establish his role as a leader. And I think that's something that's hard to do if you're not on the field playing games. You have to kind of prove it on the field first. But I think with that quarterback's room, because there's so little experience with Manziel and Shaw, and then Thad Lewis has been around the league a lot, you've got a good kind of dynamic there. And I think McCown, clearly he wants to play some more football, clearly wants to start some games, but I think he knows what's going on, what's the future of the Cleveland Browns potentially. So him and Manziel are both from Texas. He talked about how their high schools, I think, played against each other. But obviously McCown was in high school a lot more before Manziel, but he said it's kind of a Texas thing, a Texas kind of connection, and as good of a 2 days as possible, but he stressed it is still Tuesday, and they've got a long way to go to kind of get on the same page and get to know each other.
To stay on the quarterback topic, he was asked about the potential to trade up for Marcus Mariota. You were there in the room. Walk us through the smile on his face, the tongue-in-cheek type of response that Mike Pettine came back with, and also, too, if you really think it's a viable option for the Cleveland Browns.
I think the thing we have to realize here is that at this point in the pre-draft process, it's going to it's going to be hard for a coach, GM, or anyone to confirm or deny anything that is involving a team, because, you know, this is the time of year where there's more misinformation out there than information. But, you know, I think when he was pressed about Mariota in particular, he smiled and said, sure, why not? And, you know, that type of petting, sarcasm, humor, it doesn't maybe translate well onto Twitter, but, you know, I think most people in the room realize that he was saying it very tongue-in-cheek. And, you know, again, he's a coach, he's involved in the draft, but, you know, he made it clear that this is general manager Ray Farmer. You know, he's the man calling the shots in the draft room. So I'm sure on Thursday when Ray meets with the media, that question will be asked in much more ways than it was today.
I'm absolutely sure. And you alluded to it really quickly there at the end about Ray Farmer and this being his draft. The one thing I took away from Coach Pettine's press conference was the clarity that it seems this organization has in regards to whose job is what. And just talk about how Coach Pettine, you know, sits in the back of the room quietly as John DeFilippo runs his, you know, a few of his first meetings. But also, too, is that the coaches have input in regards to who they draft. But Ray Farmer ultimately drafts for the Cleveland Football Browns.
Yeah, you know, and I think the thing was that it just seems like he said everyone in the scouting department is on the same page with what the coaches want, and, you know, they're not dealing with other scouts and other coaching staff's grades on players, which is key, because certain guys will fit into other systems better than maybe the one that they're running right now. And, you know, I like to compare it to kind of almost a college thing when you talk about recruiting classes. You never want – it's always that second recruiting class that ultimately defines a coach and how he can go forward. And, you know, I think that they'll feel – there's going to be a lot more confidence going into the draft, not just about what they're going to get from a player standpoint, but just knowing that they've done the proper research, proper homework, and knowing that they've evaluated them and can pinpoint them and find a spot for them in this system.
You talked to Tremont Williams today, the new cornerback of the Cleveland Browns. Now every starter, or he's penciled in as a starter, would have been a Pro Bowler at one point in their career. What do you think he brings here, and what was kind of your sense of talking to him today?
Well, he's confident that he's very much in shape. I know there's people that worried when the Browns signed him that he's, you know, past
old,
his prime, and
right,
you know, that he's been in the league for a long time. But, you know, that's something he said when he was in the building a couple months ago, and he says he feels really good and going into this system. He said that the defensive system for him, he's going to have to learn some new things, but ultimately it's very similar. And I think the key thing that made a little bit of noise on Twitter was that Joe Hayden came out and said he recruited Tremont Williams to come here. I think a lot of people will agree that a lot of players especially didn't want to see Buster Skrine go.
Yep.
But it looks like Joe Hayden moved on quickly and found a guy that he can be confident working alongside. And, you know, I asked Tremont Williams about just, you know, how he kind of fits in and if he's comfortable being a mentor-type player for Justin Gilbert, Kaywan Williams, Robert Nelson. He said he definitely is, because in Green Bay, he was always kind of that steady guy in that cornerback room, and they shuffled through a lot of young players before. So that's nothing new for him as well. And, you know, I think he's a player that fans should be excited to see, because we've stressed this before, but, you know, Joe Hayden's going to be getting the number one wide receiver most games, and Tremont Williams is for the first time in a long time, is going to be guarding team's number two receiver.
He's going to be pretty darn good in that role, at least that the Browns are hopeful for. You talked about Justin Gilbert. Joe Hayden spent some time with him. Sounds like about 6 weeks down there. What was that discussion like?
Well, I think just Joe Hayden is just kind of confident and just talking about his teammates, and he really talked almost more about Johnny Manziel, because it seems like they're kind of developing a relationship off the field. He talked about how he had to wait till 3 o'clock to play pool with him yesterday because he was so busy at the facility as well. But and I think that he's maybe, you can maybe lump him in now with that kind of that Dante Whitner's, Carlos Dansby's, these voices of the defense, where he's kind of just established himself that way. And I think Pettine alluded to it, that he got that big contract and took it seriously. You know, some players go in a different direction when they get that contract, but he's kind of embraced that leadership role, kind of considers himself kind of a steward of the team, if you will, kind of a face of the franchise kind of player. And that applies to everyone. And Pettine said he would have been surprised had Hayden not invited Gilbert down to Florida. So it's progress. And I think that, again, Gilbert, you can lump him in kind of with Manziel. It's more at this point, we'll see what he can do on the field and if he's moved forward in that regard, because we know he's out there doing the right things at this time of year. But obviously it gets much more important once July and August get around here.
Andrew, I from my perspective and what I know of Coach Pettine, I look at him like a player's coach. He reaches out to them for feedback. He reaches out to his coaches for a lot of feedback, simply because he's a very, immature head coach only going into a second year. But do you feel like the free agent acquisitions that we went out and sought after this offseason, as well as you just talked about, the maturation of Joe Haden to become one of those defensive voices, that this the leadership on this football roster has significantly upgraded from last year to this year?
Yeah, you know, I think definitely we talked about how the Browns got a little bit older, but they're not like – you wouldn't call them an old team by any means. But just look at the players that we talked to today. You had Josh McCown, Brian Hartline, Randy Starks was out there, Joe Haden, Paul Kruger. That's a lot of guys who have played a lot of football. And I think that to hear them kind of speak confidently about what the Browns have in place should be kind of – refreshing for folks to hear after kind of the few months of the offseason that was kind of up and down for Browns fans, thinking that, you know, the whole perception of dysfunction that has been adamantly shot down. Yes. And everything like that. So listening to these players, you know, they don't talk like players that have been a part of that. Especially on the defense side of the ball, you talk to Paul Kruger, Armani Bryant, you know, this is a confident group. And I think that Jim O'Neill kind of directs a confident room in there, and they know if they figure out what they can do on run defense that there's a lot of potentially great things that defense can do.
What's going on right now at ClevelandBrowns.com? We know Kevin Jones writing an article about Josh McCown's comments today. What do you have coming up there? And then, of course, the schedule released tonight.
Getting into some kind of nuts and bolts news and notes coming out soon with all the players. I know Petten doesn't like to get in specifics, but he listed out a bunch of players that are in different stages of rehab process going forward, and maybe a little limited going forward. So we'll provide that information. But, you know, tonight's a big night for us, one of the biggest nights of the year. The schedule, it just brings a lot of people to ClevelandBrowns.com, and we'll be the first ones to have it right at 8 o'clock.
Boom! We'll have it for you there, ClevelandBrowns.com. Follow him on Twitter at Andrew_Gribble. He is the man, the Gribbs, that gets things done at ClevelandBrowns.com, senior staff writer. Thank you so much. And you'll be able to check him out on Dog Pound Report this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on News Channel 5. We'll be back wrapping things up here right after this. Final thoughts from Zagur and Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I can show